From Abilene Public Radio and The Appetizer, you are listening to The Songwriter's Cookbook. Recipes, facts, and insights into the music of famous and up-and-coming artists. I'm D. Grant Smith. Storytelling is a part of music, and great songwriters capture our hearts and minds and take us into their world. Folk artist William Fitzsimmons does just that in his album, Good Night. The album plays out like a story, tragic and painful, yet redemptive.
So yeah, so with Good Night, that's definitely the case. The background story to that, it's not anything that complicated. It was written about the divorce of my parents. It's supposed to be sort of a story from start to finish that kind of takes on the perspective of everybody that was in the house. But that backdrop is there. So, you know, the songs have a little bit of breadth to how they can be interpreted individually. But primarily they're part of that larger story.
We first get an idea that there's tragedy with It's Not True.
That was, I think that was the first one that I wrote for Good Night. I actually wrote that really soon after I put together the first, you know, what became the first album. And at that point, I had no idea that I was going to write about, you know, my family, my parents' divorce and everything. But that song being the first one, that stuff kept coming up. You know, when I would sit down to write, and I would try to write a love song or something, you know, about another story, and it would kind of all come back to that really old family stuff. And, you know, so I thought it might be important to kind of exercise those demons and get a lot of that stuff out and maybe leave it behind me, you know, so it wouldn't, you know, I don't want the same thing popping up in songs, in 5 years or 10 years, so. That song was written really without too much intent, but it ended up being about kind of this story of realization, you know, of things. That's a big theme on the album, kind of insight, kind of a bad insight into, you know, things having changed and the past being gone and never really able to get that back. So that's that song's about. It's about, you know, the protagonist kind of waking up and realizing that you know, his old life is gone. That he sort of has to find a way to move on.
Carrying the emotions of a different and complicated life, as well as the confusion of where to go next with Everything Has Changed.
I wrote that one kind of to gain an empathy side what it would have been like for my father, you know, for my dad to go through what he did. There's bits of in there from, you know, his own childhood and my childhood, and you know, I like making it specific because I want it to mean something to me. I don't just want to write a song, you know, just for the heck of it. But I also try to have it broad enough to where people can connect with it. You know, that's one particularly that people seem to really. People will write me often, and even come up and tell me at shows that, you know, that song, just first time they listened to it, they just started, you know, bawling, Yeah, so that one, I think people kind of connect with that same sort of insight in that one, that kind of your eyes really, you know, opening for the first time into whatever new situation you're in.
And Jesus told me that you would be okay if I began to go out on some.
We continue the search for closure in the song Body for My Bed.
That's kind of the, I think I heard a director once say, made reference to like the two-thirds of the way through the movie scene and song that goes with that scene, and it's kind of the point at which everything's basically at its worst, you know, at that moment, like the, you know, the character and the story and everything's just, it just looks like nothing's going to turn out, you know. Yeah, that song's about the desperation that you have when you lose someone. It's about, you know, just crying out for that hole to be filled. And again, I, you know, specific situation, but something that I you know, you'd be hard pressed to walk down the street and not find someone who understands that, you know, that feeling of loss and of, you know, desire for companionship, at least at some point in their life.
Still.
resolution to the tale with After All.
But yeah, that one's kind of a, it's, you know, it's the ending, but it's also kind of cycles right back around, you know, to the beginning. That could be the beginning of the relationship, or that could be, you know, the moment of reconciliation with the, you know, the lost loved one or the family. Yeah, so that one's just, I guess that one's about, you know, commitment or recommitment. I think there is a movement towards hopefulness as the album progresses and concludes. Or if not hope, then at least it's kind of lessons learned. You know, we don't always get the chance to go back. You know, some mistakes that you make are they have consequences, I guess you would say. But we can always take lessons, you know, from those. People make mistakes. That song's about learning and growing up a little bit.
William is currently working on a new album, expected to be released later in 2008. For more information on William, check out his MySpace page, myspace.com/WilliamFitzsimmons. That's WilliamFitzSimmons. For The Appetizer and KACU, I'm D. Grant Smith. This has been the Songwriter's Cookbook.